Well, here we are. You know, what we've come to is, in one sense of the word, not just a testimony time. It's a time in the book of the Revelation. There's a verse in there that tells me that it's more than just the young people standing up here telling what the Lord has done for them. When you stand up here, we're going to ask you in a bit for volunteers who of you or any of you, both young men and young ladies, if you would like to share a testimony of what the Lord has done for you, we're going to ask you if you're willing to do that. But it's not just standing up here and reciting a few words about the experience you've had. I don't believe it is. It is that, but it's more than that. Because it tells me in the book of the Revelation that there were some people, and it says that they overcame him, that means that what he's talking about, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So young people, I want you to know when you stand up here, it's not just a matter of reciting a few words. You're going to bear testimony that the devil is not going to like. That doesn't have to scare you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But it does make you realize it's not just a little thing. And I don't want to make it look so big that you're all scared to come up here. But just be aware that when you speak, you're speaking before spiritual, in a spiritual way. Okay? Now, just having said that, I just want you to know, therefore, what you say, make very sure that what you say, and I know you will, is true. It is what God has done, and it gives glory to Him. Okay? Now, having said all of that, we'd still like to hear from you. To be willing to testify for the Lord is to be willing to do, to say, anything, Lord, anything. So I'm going to give you a little instruction, and then we're going to ask that the young men, if they would line up over here. Young ladies, you could line up over there. We have about, I asked the cooks if we could have a little bit more time than what we have on the schedule here, and they said that would be fine. So we'll try to be done by around 4:45. So we have about an hour. When you come up here, we'd like you to give your name and where you're from. We'd like you to speak. Not like this. Or like this. We'd like you to speak like this. This thing doesn't bite. Okay. Speak clearly, speak loudly, so we can hear. And probably the best, the most, the temptation will be to speak too fast and get done with. So speak slowly so we can all understand you. Okay? We'd like you to keep your testimony to how the Lord has worked in your life. It doesn't have to be just this week. Maybe the Lord has worked in your life in some other week. And the point of it all is to, one thing, testify to the Lord, and also be an encouragement to us. We ask you to keep your testimony to 3 or 4 minutes. And we have a little, you've probably, a lot of you have seen this, this little clock right here, that if it's going a little bit longer than it probably should, we'll hold this clock up real high so everybody can see it. Now we'll hold it down here so nobody can see it. So that you know that it's getting time for you to probably try to, you know, close it down. Okay. We do have one testimony that we asked him to share And he may take a little longer. We've given him permission to do that. But other than that, we'd like you to basically keep your testimonies to 3 or 4 minutes. And as soon as one is done, have a young man, he shares. Then we'll have a young lady come by and share, and then we'll just alternate back and forth like that. Maybe what we ought to do, I don't want to take a lot of time here, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time for y'all to get going a little bit, you know, but maybe not. Do we have some volunteers? Okay, good. We've got several young men over here, young ladies. Okay, good. Well, let's just go ahead and get started then. Young men, why don't you go ahead and line up over here? Young ladies, go ahead and line up over here. And don't wait until the line gets clear empty. Go ahead and line up so that we can you can be ready. Stand maybe back just a little bit farther back there. Be nice. Yeah, going back just a little bit farther there. Yeah, that's okay. Stand on over there a little farther. Be okay. Okay, we'll let you go first. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Joshua Prowant. I'm from Adams, Tennessee. First, I want to say that it was a real blessing to be here. 2 years ago, I was here, and it just seemed like the whole atmosphere wasn't as sober. And I really appreciate the sober spirit it seems to be. Most of you have, at least I can say for the boys. Last night's message really spoke to me, and I'm still wrestling a lot with it. 2 years ago, the church fellowship we were at had, I don't know if I can say a split. It was just four families. It was a home fellowship. And a lot of the brothers falsely accused us and really hurt us deeply and never did want to seek reconciliation. And it really hurt me, and I've carried those hurts for the past 2 years. And it's really harmed me spiritually very greatly. Especially one brother who happens to be my brother-in-law now. Our relationship isn't as good as it should. And I want to forgive him, I want to love him, yet it seems like I can't. You know, I want to forgive him and just kind of go on and not show him Christ's love, yet I know I can't do that. I feel like I'm at a crossroad where it's either going to make me or break me. You know, this is the first real hardship I've had. And I expect many more to come if I choose to follow the Lord. Anyway, we need to have a love in our hearts like Christ loved us. I know I failed so many times. I keep failing. And yet God's merciful to me, and I know I need to be merciful and forgive others like Christ has forgiven me. If I can't forgive, then how can I expect God to forgive me? I'm not deserving of it. Anyway, God bless you.
I'm Bailey Klemp from Hillsboro, Wisconsin. I just actually started wearing the head covering in September, and just started wearing jumpers and dresses about a month ago. I'm coming out of the Catholic and the Baptist churches. I've had a lot of people that have not liked my decision and have choose to shun me for that. I started wearing the head covering in September, and when I went home, my dad, he flung it off my head and threw it to the ground. And he said he never wanted to see it on me again, and that I looked foolish. And then a couple weeks ago, after that, my twin sister, she came home. And I was getting ready for church, and I shut myself in the bathroom and tried to prolong the process as long as I could so she couldn't see me. And when I came out, she started laughing at me. And it was hurtful to see my twin sister just not very kind to me. And I was very thankful for my church family. They have discipled me, and really when it was the low of lows, they really picked me up with prayer, and they've discipled me so much. And when I thought I was going to get shunned by my own family, they were like, we have a place to stay for you, and you won't be alone, and you will be with Christian people like me. And actually, that's not happened yet. Before I came here, my family didn't know that I made jumpers with some of the church family. And before I left, I told my family that I made them. And my mom just looked at me just not very happy with me. And she said, as long as you don't wear them when you're at home or the head covering. And when I'm at home, I wear shorts and blue jeans to respect my parents, because they do not want to see me wear dresses or a head covering. My sister, I'm still praying for her. They're all unsaved. And for me being a twin, it's so hard to see my twin sister go down the wrong path. So I just want to encourage you guys in the faith to just keep going.
Well, this week I came here expecting, my name is Peace Boyson from Salsa, Oklahoma, and I came here expecting to be challenged and changed, and in reality, it's been, I'd say, more than my expectation, and that's good. It's painful at times, but God has been dealing with me and the aspects of certain authorities in my life, and about taking my perspective off of the authorities and onto Jesus, that I do it for Him, that I obey because He told me to. And it's hard. It's hard in a lot of ways. But I'm thankful that if Jesus is with me, if I have Him, He will take me through. And then last night, the sermon really struck home with me, if I can put it that way, that we need the love of God. I need the love of God in my heart, not what I think love is, because that's man's love. We need God's love. And so when I go home, I want to, through Him, I want Him to show His love through me in a larger way than I've known before. I want to know Him better so that His love can be shown through me.
My name is Emily Zerman, and I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin, and Bible school was a great blessing, and God more than answered my prayers for the week. And this song here, since Jesus, my Savior from sin, rescued me, life's pathway shines brighter because I am free. No harm can befall me, though foes should assail. My refuge is Jesus, His love cannot fail. My heart overflows with a wondrous delight, for Jesus is with me by day and by night. His love ever flowing, so boundless and free, it never can fail, 'tis for you and me. That's my testimony this afternoon.
I'm Michael Holleron. I'm from Science Hill, Kentucky. When I found the Lord, I was in a lot of spiritual, demonic kind of things, and I always had a resistance toward Christ. But through many prayers, and I mean many, many months of praying, not me, but other people, that stronghold ended, and I was able to pray to the Lord, and He brought me free. I say this as a way of saying how real a lot of these things are and how it takes the power of prayer to save a lot of these people in this world. Let us have love in our hearts for one another and pray for one another and bring ourselves with one another so that people can escape the powers of darkness. And let us do our part so that we may come closer to one another. I just admonish you that you may grow, that you may take this and not let it just be a weak thing, but let this be for your life and give your whole life unto Christ, because the pleasures of this world, they're nothing when you have the joy of Christ. Amen.
Well, I'm Ashley Brown from Illinois, and I just want to give glory to God for this week with the clearness and the plainness of the messages. God really did a work in my own heart, and I see a lot ahead of me when I get home. I was just so challenged to lay everything on the altar, and not a donation, but a sacrifice. And I just want to go home and be yielded to God in every area and have love in my heart and love for one another. It's just such a blessing to be here. I've been so encouraged by so many testimonies of the young people I've talked to. And may each one of us press on and give everything to the Lord.
I'm Timothy Major. I'm from Oregon, more or less. I'd rather be from Indiana. I wrote things down because otherwise I would have just forget them. But yeah, I could go into the whole test or anything. I don't think I'll go all the way back, but suffice it to say that at the beginning of this year, I was ready to leave church altogether. I was not raised in an Anabaptist background, and church had been doing me absolutely no good for 23 years. I was 22 and a half back then. But so I was just about, I was pretty much ready to just, I wasn't leaving Christianity, although probably it would have inevitably gone down that path. And then I decided to do an internship on a farm in Indiana, and I went and left that for that in March. And the family I stayed with is a German Baptist family in Indiana. I don't know how many of you know about, there's New Conference and Old Conference. This was a New Conference, so they were much more Christian, if I can use that term. Through the testimony of the family I lived with and the testimony of the church I attended there, that really consolidated some beliefs that I'd been coming to over the past couple of years about, I've been coming to Anabaptist beliefs on my own for the past couple of years, and that kind of confirmed that was the right way to believe. So in June I was baptized there, and then in September then the Bible school flyer came to the family that I lived with, and I thought, you know, it works, it's the end of the internship just before I go back to Oregon, so I'm going to go do that, and I've been incredibly blessed by it. Let's see. It's been really encouraging me to see other young men that are trying to live for Christ, that I don't see that very often. It's also been a blessing to know that we struggle in the same way. I've been encouraged by the young ladies, seeing so many of you that are different from the world, if I can say that. I've really appreciated that. The Bible school here, my faith had been strengthened. I've been convicted in a lot of things. There are a lot of things that I've taken notes on that I just have to think about later because I can't quite digest it all. It'll probably take me a few weeks. Let's see. I've appreciated the speakers that have trained and spoken on practical Christian living. It's not just been a lot of theory that I could fall asleep during the talking. It's actually, I want to listen to it and remember it and write it down, because so many sermons are just theory from educated seminarians. And I've been tired of listening to that. But these men that have spoken have really had something real to say. So I've been blessed by that. I've been emboldened to be a bold witness, not only by the way I live, but also talking and actually saying stuff to people instead of just claiming that my life is going to be a witness. I think we need to actually talk. And I want to do better in being a vocal witness and do better in loving people. This is probably a weak area for me because I tend to size people up, kind of observe them and decide whether or not I trust them or like them. So there's a fine line between that and being judging, so I need to kind of remember to love them whether or not I trust them or like them even. So I guess that's about all I have to say. It's been an incredible blessing, and I definitely intend on coming next year if at all possible, because I wish it was 2 weeks long. I wish it was every week. But so, thank you.
My name is Stephanie Zerman. I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin, and I just want to stand up here for my King Jesus and say I'm very excited to be a Christian today. The Lord brought me through some very difficult things, things harder than I thought I could ever go through. But through that, God's power in my life was so much stronger, and I'm just so excited that I could experience that. And I just want to encourage you, if you go through some fiery trials, that God's power is able to carry you through and to be abundantly more than you could ask or think. And I found too that no matter what I go through, even if I grieve, that joy can still be deep down inside. And the thing that keeps that joy there, I found, is that complete surrender, because when I wasn't surrendered, it wasn't there anymore. And when I repented and said, "Here I am, Lord," it came back, and I'm just so blessed with that. I was very blessed this week to focus on the Lord and seek His will, and this song that says, "Like a child," says, "Gently hold me close to you. Won't you be a father true? Touch my heart with all its pain. Heal me so I'm not the same. Like a child I come to you, Heavenly Father, kind and true." And I feel like those are my words to my King. And I found an answer to prayer this week as well. I was seeking the Lord for direction and what He wants me doing right now, and I felt like Him telling me that I need to be praying, spending time in prayer. And I said, "Okay, Lord, what do you want me to pray about? Give me a burden." And when Dale was talking about the signs of the time, I thought, yeah, I need to be praying that people won't lose their faith, that they'll stay strong, that the great deception will not drag them down. And so I'm very blessed that the Lord has given me direction. And thank you all so much for your prayers and your labors of love for us this week. Thank you.
My name is Standard Boyson. I'm from Southside, Oklahoma. And I've been very blessed at this Bible school. The Lord has really been challenging me in a lot of areas. One of the highlights was that I have, before I was saved, I had this problem to believe that the Lord would save me, and it's just how it's been even since I've been saved. To believe what the Bible says about, like, what it says about the believer, and the devil has been trying to bring condemnation and trying to weigh me down with that, and but during one of Dale Gish's altar calls, or right before them, the Lord struck my heart and told me that I was not believing, and I was just like accepting that it was just fine to not believe, I guess, but it struck my heart that I must believe, and that the devil will get in any way he can. And that's a big area where the devil will sneak right in, make me to lose my faith. And so it was amazing how God orchestrated the brother that spoke with me, because he went through the exact same trials that I went through. He gave me encouragement, and he said that you don't just go by how you feel. Like if you wake up and you feel like, oh, I feel down today, there must be something wrong. But that does not mean there is. You just by faith say, God, I'm gonna hold your hand, even if this thing is bothering me, and that has really helped me. And I've been also thankful for all the other ways I've been challenged and edified, and to see and be challenged by the godly youth. And I want to thank the Lord for that.
My name is Lisa Clausen. I'm from Ontario, Canada. Coming to Bible school has been a very big blessing to me. Before I came, I didn't have true peace. And now I can with confidence say I'm looking forward to the coming of Christ. Thank you for everyone that has made this possible for me.
I'm James Mass from Central Missouri. I've actually been living in Pennsylvania for the last 4.5 months, moved in here because I have a special friend in here, I guess. So I've been enjoying my time in here with her family. The Lord has, in the last 2-3 years, been doing a lot in my life too, and it's exciting how far I've come. And one thing that really changed me when I was born again is that I had an anger problem, and that totally disappeared. And so I'm thankful for that. That's one thing that really stood out to me. But I really enjoyed this week of Bible school here. I was encouraged. There's nothing really certain that really stood out to me, but the messages about the life of Jonathan were really encouraging to me. I never really studied that or never really seen it in that way, the way it was brought out and everything. But even though our circumstances in life are not always ideal or the way they should be, it doesn't say that we can't make wise choices and that we can't do what's right. So that's really what stood out to me too. And the messages on the return of Christ, I enjoyed those too. I tend to more just focus on being ready when he comes than really getting into those details, but I do enjoy when hearing messages about him. And I just want to encourage each one of us to go home and be faithful where we're at. Sometimes if we come here, we feel so close to God, and then we go home and kind of cool off or whatever. But let's just go home and live by faith and keep on and have that relationship with God that will see us through. And I just want to thank all of the ones that made this possible. Thank you, the principals, for doing their job, and those that took time to study, the time and energy they put into it. I just want to thank you for that. And also the cooks for all the meals they prepared and their giving of their time there. So I just want to wish God's blessing on each one.
I'm Ellen Gunther from Liberty, Kentucky, and a few months before we came up here, I felt convicted of being lukewarm, and the thought of if I'm excited over Christ's return really struck me, and I had to go to the Lord and repent of my lukewarmness, and also just say to him anything and everything. Just surrender anything and everything in my life. And I want to thank all those that were in authority this week. Thank you for taking your responsibility seriously. And also thank you to the cooks who have worked in the kitchen and the ministers. Having a preacher dad, I know some of what goes into your messages, and thank you for laboring in the word to bring that to us.
My name is David Shell. I'm from Canada, and I'm here to lift Jesus' name up. Then he did a miracle in my life, and I want to say something more in detail what Jesus done in my life. I'm born in a Christian family like the most of here, and then went to a public kindergarten. It was in Germany. Grew up there a couple of years. After that, I went to the public school, and I was not a nice boy. I can tell that. And it was all fine till it's come to grade 5. And then the teacher called my parents in school and say, "We done with David. He cannot be longer in the high school. He have to go another school for children who have hard to teach or hard to grow," or I don't know what to say. And that was the day when my parents took me out from the high school. It's like, "Hey, you don't go anymore there." And I sit home 2 weeks and we find a Christian school. I say, "Christian school." The Christian school was only we was praying and read the Bible in the school. That was the only thing. And there was better time. I had the opportunity to start a new life who nobody know me, and my marks was way better before I had under 50 marks, under 50%, and there was better marks, and it was up to grade 9. And I live a double life. I was a Christian on Sunday, sing songs, was going to church, but in reality, I was not a Christian. I just did that what my parents want. And there wasn't a few things in my life. I liked the street, especially when it was dark. We went out, I meet some buddies there, we hang around and do some silly stuff. And when I was in grade 9, and there come the celebration, how is that called? And we had the party there too, and after the party, that was a Christian school. I came with my bike there, and I have a backpack, and there was some liquor in there. And after that, when it was dark outside, we hid in the cornfield and had some with my buddies. That was what I life. What I lived before. And I listened to bad music too. What is would not recommended to nobody. And I was ready to leaving the home. I was 17 and I say, when I turn 18, I'm the adult. I might make my own decision. I leave the home. I don't want to go anymore to church. And this age, God started working my heart. Well, in past, every time when we went to school, I see my mom. She stand with folding hands on the window, and she prayed for us. I know it. Every time when we went to bed and was sleeping, my mom stand about in 2 minutes in my bedroom. She prayed. That's her praise. Her pray that keeps me away from evil, more evil stuff. And I repent a few times in my life, my sin, but it was 1 week good, but it didn't change my life. And there is coming a point where God is working my life. And I know I'm a sinner. I have to repent for my sin. And I talked to a brother about that. And we went down on the knees and we prayed. But I didn't get changed in that moment. And I know there's a conference, a youth conference. There's a calling for an open altar. I maybe go there and will repent there. And what else? And then there are... I've been there at the conference. But when the call to repenting, I was so calm in my heart. And there was nothing to get repenting. And then... And I pray. And I know that God... leave me. And no, maybe I don't have any more grace. And I pray every week. I say, God, give me one more time. One more the grace. And I will take that. And God heard the prayer. There was another youth conference. And we came late a little bit. And the front row was empty. Or the second row was empty. And then the usher invited us to the second row. Well, I'm a person, I sit in the back rows. And the topic was on this conference, Behold, I Come Quickly. And those touched me. And that word is already almost 2,000 years old. And they opened the altar and I repent my sin. And then the Lord changed my life. When we come for the second session, there was another topic, that no man take thy crown. That encouraged me. And I want to encourage everybody the same who repent this week. That's a warning that no man takes thy crown. When I came home, I had to clean up my stuff. I have to clean up my music, pictures, and other stuff. Before that, I have my own tape. When I went to the city, I had my own tape in my pocket when I sit in the car. The tape for my dad comes out, my tape comes in, the windows rolls down, and the music runs, and I go. And I have to clean up that. But the thing was, I left a few CDs hiding. I say, that's a good thing, that's good music, I leave them. And when I was cleaning up my room one time, those CDs come back in my hands, and there I let them play again. And they get roots again. I had to clean it up then. Really. I have to repent about that again. And I will encourage everybody to clean up in their life. Even this week, God showed me what is something wrong in my life and I clean it up. And when you come home, clean everything up. Don't leave anything. Praise the Lord.
My name is Haley Probert, and I'm from Northern Idaho, and I was really blessed to be here this week. There was a lot of different messages that spoke to me, and first thing already on Monday, I knew that the Lord had things I needed to work out in my life, and I didn't know what to do, but I didn't even know what all exactly was wrong, but I knew something was wrong. And I don't even remember now what it was exactly in the messages that spoke to me, but I knew that my attitude was wrong, that I was having a self-righteous attitude toward others, towards people in my family, towards other students here, and not trusting the Lord to work in their life as well as He had in mine, as if somehow He loved me more than He loved them. And I repented of that and asked the Lord to clean my attitude up, and He has done that, and I can honestly say that I have seen the effect already this week in being able to connect with others here. That I would have been embarrassed to connect with before for no good reason. And just other things this week, as the Lord has shown me, and last night's message again spoke a lot to my heart, that I need to have His love for other people. I can't love them on my own. I need to have His love because I already know I can't love them. And this morning I opened my Bible and I asked the Lord to show me something, kind of to sum up what He's done for me this week, and this is the verse He gave me. It says, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1-3, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And I know one of the brothers spoke when they were talking about Jonathan about how we need to live as a rescued dead man. And I don't want to live my life for myself. It's all his to have to do whatever he wants to do with it. And I want to live for him. So God bless you all.
My name is Matthew Fleming. I come from here locally. I go to Mark's Church. And I'm fighting with myself inside whether or not I should share this, but I feel like God wants me to. A couple months ago, I've always had a bad back, and a couple months ago, I went to some brother's house, and I was lifting a whole bunch of huge, heavy rocks, which wasn't a smart thing to do. And then I went home and did the same thing at our house. And that night, I was at a friend's place, and I threw my back out. It was the most excruciating pain I've ever had in my life. And I was laying there in bed for 2 weeks, just in constant pain. My back muscles were just seizing up, and sometime I was on over two Vicodins at once, Flexerol and everything, and it was bad. I've never fainted before in my life, but during that time, I probably passed out about three times a day from pain. And I guess I had been struggling with some things in my life, and the dad of the family that I was staying at, he asked me if there's anything in my life that I need to give up to him, my life wasn't totally surrendered to him. And I had kind of been wondering the whole time if that isn't what it was. And I prayed this faltering, feeble prayer to God that I would do what he wants me to do and be his. And like that, I was healed. I turned a somersault out of bed, literally. I'm here to tell you today that God is the same God that he was when Jesus was here and he healed people. He's the same, and he still heals, and he healed me, and he healed my heart too. And I just want to praise God for that. I want God to get all the glory for this, and thank you.
My name is Galaxy Star Cruiser, and I attend church at Wellman, Iowa. And the past 20, more than 20 weeks, my church has been learning Revelation 22. And I hadn't been very good at learning verses, or I just didn't have a heart for it at different times when my church would learn. And I decided that I would try this time, that I would try to keep up with the verse a week, and then add a verse to it and keep on going and recite it in my head, you know, many times a day. When I got to verse 3, the last part of it that says, "And his servants will serve him," and every, you know, maybe 5 to 7 times a day when I'd go over the verses, that would stick out in my mind, "and his servant shall serve him." And that was really convicting in my life. And coming here to Bible school, I really appreciate coming to Bible school, but then I don't really, until I'm here, I don't really grasp that, that, you know, the Lord's going to pinpoint things in my life, and I'm going to need to grow. And I guess a little bit of my background is that I came from a broken home, and I had grown up, not being very good at forgiving others. just I had grown up practicing bitterness, and I guess finding things, you know, not to like about other people, it's kind of still going on in my life. And last night's message on love, that really spoke to me, because I, there, God is, I think, on purpose going to put people into my life or into our church body. And I have already kind of thought in my mind that, oh, I'll just ignore these ladies, you know, when they, you know, come into our church body, that I will be friends with other ladies and I'll cook meals for them and bring them over and just, you know, I just won't have anything to do with these, you know, even though there's nothing that I, you know, I shouldn't just not like them, I guess. And that, I guess, on loving others, I really, really, really need to pray for that more. Last night I didn't go to the altar. I waited till after we're dismissed to go to the prayer room with my prayer group leader. And she said that it is possible to pray to love others. And I had also learned that I'm can be at times a difficult person, because she admitted to me she prayed to love me. So and then the Lord had given it to her, abounding, like really, really, you know, abounding love toward me. So so then that really showed me that I can pray to have abounding love for others that I may have already dismissed in my mind, and that I need to show each and every lady in my church, you know, that I love them. That I need to have a unity or just like a bond with them, because they're my church family. So I just wanted to bless you all with that, and that if you have problems with loving others within your family or in your church family, to pray that the Lord would give you abounding love, and I believe that He will. Thank you.
My name is Paul Dickerson. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I have to say, this year at Bible school is better than last year. God's moving more and more as you yield. This whole week was climaxing till last night. I thought I was a good person. I thought I'd been doing things the right way. Brother Dale Gish spoke about forgiveness out of duty, not love. I've not been loving the way Jesus loved. Jesus loved so much, the disciples didn't know who would betray him. Jesus knew. That's forgiveness. I just want everyone to know, if there's anything that's going to destroy you, it's pride. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. And if you're hanging on to pride, you're not getting God's grace. That's just a fact. So I hope that everyone here would love and forgive as Christ has forgiven us. I should not be loving people based on who they are or how they treat me. And when I get home, there's relationships to be rebuilt. I just want to thank all the brethren here, my prayer group leader. Such a big help last night. I know many other people were touched. I want to go home and forgive and then love as Jesus loved to the end. God bless every one of you.
My name is Anna Prochlak, and I'm all the way from Colorado. And this year in my life has just been really incredible. God has just been leading me in so many ways, and He led me to places where I thought I'd never go, and I've met people it just has been amazing. But if someone had told me that, Anna, you are going to be in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, in Ephrata Christian Fellowship, I would have told them that they are out of their minds, because I did not want to come here. A big part of me just, I did not want to come here, because 3 years ago, I attended a wedding. The reception was in this very building, in the dining hall. And the events that happened after that wedding, they just really shook my faith. And I was just amazed by how hypocrisy is in our Christianity. And a person that had been a big role model to me just ended up rocking my faith. And I had so many questions. And I asked God, where are you in suffering? And I had a lot of questions that needed answered. And I buried them in my heart for 3 years. And when I found out about this Bible school, I thought it was a great idea. Then I found out it was here, and I was like, God, you have a great sense of humor. I do not want to go back there. Oh, no. I do not want to face myself. I did not want to come to terms that, I had all this that needed to be resolved. And I'm so glad I did. And God just started to lead me on this journey of just amazing journey even before I actually got here. And I can't say that I have all the answers. I still don't know many things, but I have purpose that I will trust God no matter what. No matter how hypocritical I see other Christians around me, no matter if my friends just turn their backs on me, I will trust Him because He's so worth it all. And I just want to encourage all the youth that don't be afraid to face yourself, because God will be there every step of the way. He will help you. He will just lead you, and it has just been amazing, and I'm really excited for what's going to happen next. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Elliot. I'm from Iowa. I probably wouldn't have, coming up here and speaking probably wouldn't have been the easiest thing to do, but I got some very strong encouragement from my host family. So that's why I'm here. Sometimes you're living your Christian life, and then the devil comes in and says, "Does it really matter? Does God really care?" And so you just let your spiritual life grow cold, and you just start going through the motions. And it happens so easily, sometimes without thinking. And it's so easy to fall into a lax state. And so you start to give God your leftovers and your trash. And as we learned from the message in Malachi, you give God your imperfect or scrawny lamb. It's so encouraging coming to a week like this. Just help rekindle the flame, and just encourage you to live a vibrant Christian life for God. And like we heard from Henry Klassen, now is not the time to live a lukewarm life in a world that's so. Just the way it is, with Christ's return, we need to be just waiting and looking for Christ's return and keeping our house in order. And I just want to live a devoted Christian life.
We're going to run out of time. So I'm sorry, but probably nobody else. And I'm also going to have to ask you who are up here, we're going to have to keep your time down to maybe a minute and a half. If you really go, just say what you have to say real quick, okay? I mean, slowly, but quickly.
name is Virginia. Bible school has been very enlightening for me. The message about surrendering to authority and God's love, the others have challenged me and caused me to make some choices that are and are going to be, when I get back home, very hard. I know with God's help, I'll be able to find happiness and strength during the times and things that are going to be very hard. I expect that it'll take a significant amount of humility and courage. So any prayers will be greatly appreciated. Thanks for showing me these areas, and I know there are more.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Zimmerman, and I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin. And at the beginning of the week, I said amen to what's up here on the board. Anything, Lord, anything. Well, I didn't know what I was in for, but I praise the Lord that He is faithful. And now I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. The message last night on love really, really hit me. Dale said there's higher ground in this area. And I say amen. And it's my desire to see the Lord work in my life, especially in that area. It's been a tremendous blessing to be here. I could go on for a while, but I won't for sake of time. And I just want to thank everyone who made this possible. Thank all the cooks for the good food, everything. I just want to give God the glory for what He's done in my life. Thank you.
Hello, y'all. I'm Joelle Yanello, and I'm from New Providence, Pennsylvania. Before coming to this Bible school, I felt very weak and distant from God. I loved God very much, and I really wanted to serve Him, but I felt far away from Him and kind of separated. And all the messages were very encouraging to me, especially the ones on Jonathan. Brother Dale Gish's message Thursday night about allowing leaven in your life really struck me hard. I was convicted of allowing leaven in my life and allowing leaven like bitterness, anger, distrust, and all that sort of despair, and justifying my allowance of that leaven by other people's mistreatment of me or unfairness towards me. But by God's grace, I have repented of that leaven, and I feel like now nothing separates me from the love of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hi, my name's Noah Stauffer, and I'm from Lincoln, Missouri. The song, Like a Child, I come to you, Heavenly Father, kind and true. It just took me back to about a year ago. I was going through some very difficult times with my family, and looking back, I can see God's faithfulness in if you just depend on God with your whole heart and you just lean on Him and trust on Him, He continues to just guide you one step at a time. You know, when I was going through, God didn't show me far ahead, but He showed me one step at a time. And I'm here as a testimony of God's faithfulness and that message last night about love. I just want to say to you all here, God loves you very much. And He's not interested in making your life difficult, but God wants your very best. And sometimes we don't see that. Yeah. God loves you.
Hello, my name is Lilia, and I'm from Oregon. And I grew up in a Christian home, so I knew about God and Jesus all my life. But it wasn't until I was 10 I realized I'm a sinner. And then since then, till I was 14, I would, like, read the Bible and be a good girl. And then would go back, I would slide down, and then there were some times when I was like, I don't even want to be a Christian. And so I would go back and forth for a couple of years, and finally I decided I'm sick and tired of being lukewarm. And then I was about to, like, I was going to say, okay, I'm done. When one of my friends came, and he has been saved for a while, and then he told me, you know what, devil will never leave you alone. Like, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, he's going to be attacking you, like, all the time. And that's when I decided, okay, I will live for Jesus. And since then, I got baptized 2 years ago. And then since then, I try to live a life that would glorify God. And I'm praying and hoping that I will be faithful till the end of my life.
My name is Diane Cooper, and I'm from the area here. And I came to Bible school this year expecting the Lord to work in my life, and not knowing exactly everything that needed changed. I didn't know what needed done, but God has blessed me abundantly above all that I asked or thought. And what we wrote on the board at the beginning of the week, I feel like it's been my heart's cry. And the Lord has really taught me a lot. I feel like all the messages have been pointing to that, giving God your all in your heart and your whole life as a living sacrifice. And last night, I just felt my need to have the love of Christ dwelling in my heart. And I know difficult times are going to come, and if you're lacking that, you're sure to fall. And I just want to testify for the goodness of God that He has been working in my life, and I just want to live my life to the glory of Him. And I want to bless all the speakers that were speaking this week, that they were allowed the Spirit of God to work through them and were not ashamed to be bold for Him. I believe that God has used each of them mightily in my life. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Emily McKay, and I'm from Iowa. I have been so blessed this week, and every day, and God has just given me a little something that, in all the messages, or just something that spoke to me, and every day is a new challenge, and so I've appreciated it so much, and my prayer is that it won't just be for this week, that when I go home, that I can keep applying the things to my life, and that I would stay true. And I really enjoyed the messages last night about the love of God, and the verse, "Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." And it's a wonderful thought, how mighty God is, and that He is there, and He will give us the strength to do what we need to do, and that His ways are far above ours, and that He's there to encourage us. So I just pray that God will continue to work in my life, and that I will continue to grow in Him.
Hello, I'm Jason Byler, and I'm from around here. And I would like to bless the speakers. You were very convicting, and one area that God has convicted me in is about being filled with God's love. also forgiving. And and I want to be a man of God. In like August, Charity had tent meetings with Zach Poonen, and he had a paper in the back for all the men, I guess, to get a copy. And it said, God needs men today who, you know, a whole list of things. And I want to be that type of man. But it seems like Satan's really attacking that in America today, that type of man of God. There's not a lot of those. And I don't know if you noticed, but there's actually more girls than boys here, most students. And I think we're having spiritual warfare in this area. We need to watch out for Satan's attacks and be men of God.
Hi, I'm Christina Waldner. I'm from Manitoba, but I'm living in New York at the present. I got saved at Bible school 2 years ago. Some of you might remember my testimony. I'm not sure who all was here, but I shared my testimony then, and I just wanted to give God the glory and share what other things He's done in my life since then. Could I have 2 minutes? This week, this is my third year at Bible school, and I didn't come so needy this year as I have the last 2 years. I've been really growing in God, and God has shown Himself faithful. He's brought me through a lot. He's had me live in homes and let me experience family the way God wants us to, and it's just been such a blessing, and I've just learned so much, and I've been so blessed. I feel spiritually spoiled with all I've gotten. I just feel like it's overwhelming, and I'm just so thankful for all I've gotten and for all God has done. Early on in my Christian life, I realized how important the body of Christ is, and God's people were such a tremendous help in my walk with God, and this week God showed me that, I'm young, I'm only 21, but God, there were girls that came to me and talked to me and opened up to me, and it just really struck me that even at my age, like, people watch and they see, and I can be a blessing and I can talk into their lives, and it just really challenged me to have more of Christ in me and less of me, to just be all I can be for God, and because I don't want them to fashion a life after me but after Christ, and it just and that really spoke to me. I'm really challenged with that. I really want to work in God's kingdom, and I also wanted to thank you all for this Bible school. It changed my life. Every year I get so much, so many things get pointed out in my life that I need working on, and you all, you've been telling us that you love us, and I just wanted to say that we love you too. And I just wanted to say that God's ways are greater than ours, and that's why I love Jesus, because He knows better than me what's good for me, and I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Well, my name is David Horner. I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin, and I came this week anticipating God to do a work in my life. This past year I've been walking through some dark areas and just feeling discouragement, and my walk with the Lord was not what it should have been. And when I would come to have my devotions, it just wasn't what it should be. And all through this week, God just laid His finger on things in my life, and I confessed them and brought them before the Lord. And just last night, He spoke to me about my lack of love for others, and for lack of love for those that are lost, and I just bless God for the work that He's done in my life. And I went back last night and prayed, and And when I got up from praying, I felt peace and I felt strength from God, and I want to walk on and be a man of God. I just want to thank each one that made this Bible school possible. It's worth it. Thank you.
My name is Lynette Friesen, and I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. And I have been really, really blessed by coming here to Bible school and just letting God work in my life. He was Monday evening when we heard a clear message of surrender. He showed me in my life I hadn't surrendered in my dreams for my future. I have a big heart for missions, but God told me to surrender, put it on the altar, and be content where He has me. And it was not easy for me to surrender it because I have gotten very impatient in my life for my future and wanting things to open up. But I just felt the peace after that when I gave it over to God, and I feel like I want to go home and be content where God has me. And if God doesn't want me to go on mission field, I'll stay. I'll serve Him wherever He wants me to. And yesterday evening's message really stood out to me. I could see that I hadn't had the love towards my dad and one of my brothers the way I should. And in the evening after the message, I went for a walk with my brother. I just repented. And when I went back to my host family, I called my dad and told him I was sorry. I repented the way I had not been loving him. And I just feel like I had the peace in my heart again. And I want to love my dad and my brother, even though I can't understand everything at all times, the way they respond. But I really appreciate my family. So I just encourage all of you, it's not worth it to not have forgiveness in your heart against family or church, whoever it might be. And to be willing to surrender every area in your life, even the future life, your dreams and whatever is you want to do in life. So I feel like I've been blessed. I can go home and I want to serve God wherever He has me in this earth.
Hello everyone, I'm Cheryl Byler and I go to Charity Christian Fellowship here locally. And I've just been so blessed coming to this Bible school this week. All the speakers and the principals and the matrons and Brother Mark and everyone else. Thank you for all you did. It's been such a blessing to me. The past 6 months of my life, my relationship with God kind of cooled off. And I wanted to do whatever God wanted to, but there was something I had a little bit of a, maybe that I didn't want to do, some things were too hard that I couldn't do them. So this Bible school has just been God has been working in my heart, and the phrase up on the board, anything, Lord, anything, has just been, it's worked on my heart, and I'm just so thankful to God that He worked it out that I could be here. And thank you to everyone again, and yeah, God bless you.
Well, thank you all for sharing. I like to think that God has heard. I know He has. And the words you've spoken are not been idle words. But God has heard what you said, and He's seeing it as a commitment, seeing it as a yes, this is what happened.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.